And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Here, and it is Friday, and we're in a new year and a new decade. This is one of the inaugural shows of our new literary time here. And of course, you got to understand that it's very important to understand that we're here to provide you, as part of the family, health answers, spiritual and geopolitical answers, so we can get strive and thrive through the future, stay healthy, and stay spiritually tuned into the Most High God, and do the right thing geopolitically as well. Michelle, you have some announcements today. Go ahead.
Well, I do have a few people. Hello, everyone. Great to be here again today. Yeah, I have a few phone calls this week, kind of surprising after the big sale. I don't know if you remember Bill Belinda. She's the ballet dancer.
Yes, I do remember her.
I should say ex because she's retired now. Now she teaches ballet instead. Anyway, she had a question for you, and she was wondering if nutritional yeast is good for you.
Most of the nutritional yeast in the grocery store is no biological activity.
What is nutritional yeast?
Well, first off, just taking the yeast...
Is that just yeast that I use to make bread or something?
That kind of thing, yeah. To be honest with you, in terms of the dysbiosis in your gut, if you want to take something for your gut, you want to take our living probiotic, which is a results exchange that's proven that it actually works. They did a study last year in California at a major health food store, and they found that only one of 30 different brands even had a little bit of probiotic. And just taking yeast isn't going to make you healthy, all right?
I don't know why people would take yeast. Do you?
Because their natural path, whatever it says, just to take it. I mean, taking organic food is a good thing. I like, for example, if you're going to have bread, have a sourdough bread because it's a healthier bread than regular bread if you're going to have bread. And try to have gluten-free bread, you know, if you can.
We have a good one. Like wheat, sourdough like rye.
Rye because it's not wheat, you know, exactly. Go ahead.
No, yeah. That one's really good.
Sourdough rye, yeah.
That's unique. That's actually from Colorado. Getting shipped out here. So.
Right.
And it's organic. And
the thing about our nutraceuticals that are unique is that they're bioactivated and biopersistent. So even if you have a good organic diet, it can't be as good as our nutraceuticals because we jump over the gene defect and we actually persist and have the biologically active molecules persist for the whole day.
Belinda also told me she has a friend that's a strict vegetarian and... she had to go to her doctor because she's suffering from neuropathy and has symptoms like diabetes. And she said something about the doctor, so I guess she wasn't getting enough
She's not going to get enough B12 and folic acid.
B12
deficiency, and so she should take her power muscle B12 under her tongue.
Yeah.
Right? And then also that'll help her tremendously. The other thing is the people that are strict vegetarians are missing a number of other nutrients that are present in, you know, anti-inflammatory fatty acids, for example, from, say, grass-fed beef or wild fish, for example, wild salmon.
And like that good salmon you had for supper
yesterday? Yeah, that was really good, yeah.
Christopher cooked it. He's the best cook in the whole house.
Yeah, our youngest son. He's an amazing cook.
Which reminds me, I was actually out with one of our listeners, one of our customers, Bev from Illinois, and that was out with her and a couple other friends last night. I got home late for me, 10:30.
right.
But what a great time we had, hey, Bev?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Just, you know, kindred spirits we are. Uh-huh. Definitely kindred spirits.
That's good.
So she's, like, amazing. I mean, I don't want to talk about too much of her personal stuff, but she, I think she's lost, like, 50 pounds, and she's been taking her supplements. She's she's a nurse, right, in RN, so she's... strict about
and she follows my protocol exactly. She's so good. I would say I'm very good at the protocol. I'm 98%, but she's 100%. And she gets on the Sonic Life Machine 3 times a day.
I know. I hate to say what she was. Fixed because her doctor said on the Sonic Life Machine. Her doctor said, you know, you're going to have surgery. This isn't going to go by itself, and blah blah blah. Can I say it? I hope she's not listening. It was from a prolapse.
Yes.
And that sonic, there's a special setting for it.
Yeah, frequency 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Low frequencies.
And you know, that's if any of my female friends that are listening, that's a pretty serious thing.
Yeah.
And then usually it's surgery is the only thing that can correct it. And others, some doctors have recommended, like I know to Maddie here down in San Diego, that she get a hysterectomy. So, but this is actually the answer. This thing is amazing. But then she takes her Collagen Max and she takes her other, you know.
Guess who recommended all that stuff?
I don't know, but I could be looking right at them.
Yeah, that's right.
I know enough to regurgitate it myself.
I know you're good. You've been around long enough, sweetie, that you remember a lot of these protocols. So, by the way, that's another announcement I'm making. I'm putting up a decision tree, so you just have to go in there and look at all the questions, and it'll help you to figure out which products or protocols and takes you directly there. Pretty cool, hey?
That is.
Right under Well Health Concerns. It's a really simple thing. You just go, I'm male, I'm female, I'm a certain age group. And then if you answer the question, it actually takes you to a product or a protocol, and you can actually just pop it open.
Do you remember our good friend Peter? I'll show you his last name. Remember him?
Yeah.
From way back in the day, like 13 years ago or whatever. Well, he still orders, but his dad, Nicholas, because they're of Greek origin.
Right.
I said the last name, you'd know. Anyways, talking to Peter today, and his dad is 91, and he's actually living with him because his mom passed away, so he lives with his dad up in New York State. And his father takes religiously Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, and the Omega Pro.
Right.
And I guess he's doing great. Like, he's not going anywhere yet.
Right.
Going strong, Peter told me.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to a gentleman today. He's he's originally an Aussie, but he's been in America like 60 years. He's a professional ballroom dance trainer, and at 81, he still trains people.
Oh, is that the message I gave
Ray,
you this morning?
Yeah. Amazing guy.
Yeah.
I talked to him. I said,
he's 81?
I said, you and I are conjoint, distantly related brothers. I said, the way your attitude toward life is, I said, I believe retirement is the back of the shovel. You know, I said...
Where is he from?
He's originally from Australia, but he's been here for like 60 years.
Does he live now, do you know?
He lives here in California. He lives down near
California.
San Diego. And he's actually a professional ballroom dance trainer in 81.
Oh, maybe we should go.
He was rated actually fifth in the world, he mentioned to me, too.
Wow. So you're giving him a protocol for something that's probably personal? Or what is the protocol? What was he calling for?
He called because he had a shingles, which were, he has post shingle pain.
Yeah.
And he had a fall with a lumbar fracture, and it turns out his bones are osteoporotic. You see, when men get osteoporosis, it sneaks up on them later, but it often can be more serious.
Well, you can help with that easily.
Right. So, and so I'll fix that and a couple other, things. Basically, he's very healthy. His family lives really old. I mean, he's got the long-lived genes, you can tell. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Well, next is Bill Stan. I didn't write down here where you're from, Stan. Sorry about that. But you need a protocol for type 2 diabetes.
Now, what is type 2? What's diabetes? Diabetes is when your muscles don't absorb sugar. So we have to resensitize your muscles with diabetoline, berberstatin, biotin plus, and leptin metabolic. And we have the monatomic minerals. You need whole body exercise. Walking's good, but the best exercise is the Sonic Life. It'll actually pump your muscles to actually make your muscles start absorbing sugar. Okay, and as little as 10 minutes a day will make a huge difference. That's what, by the way, our lady, Bev, was on. That's helped her not only lose weight, but reverse that other issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cure it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Now, I'm the first in the world to discover that. I went into medicine in 1973, 47 years ago, to find the cause of diabetes, and this year I'm publishing, I have found the cause. It is muscle insulin resistance, period. It is not your pancreas. Your pancreas is working overtime to try to compensate. The same way as heart disease. I found the cause of that, too. It's dead macrophages. We know exactly what causes those to die. And I have tests that can prove it, too.
What about type 1 diabetes? Is this the same?
Or no. Type 1 is where you have antibodies against your pancreas. And if you actually measure all the first-degree relatives, I did tests back 35 years ago with the head of the diabetic research at the University of South Florida. And we were actually measuring blood insulin levels and insulin antibodies against the pancreatic islet cells. And what we discovered is that all the relatives had antibodies too, but they went high when they had a traumatic car accident, major emotional trauma, or viral infection. And we used a thing called cyclosporine A to actually turn off their autoimmune attack on their pancreas, but I have ways now of turning off the autoimmunity and regenerating their pancreas.
Is type 1 hereditary?
Type 1 has a hereditary tendency, And you'll see relatives that have type 1 diabetes have elevated antibodies against your pancreas.
But type 2 is lifestyle.
No. Type 2 is caused by, not lifestyle, it's North American diet. Our North American diet is what's called insulinogenic. That's why things that are
stimulating. Isn't that lifestyle? That's where you live? That's your environment?
Well, it's not just sugar. For example, there's more sugar eaten in Sri Lanka than there is here. It's because of other things in our diet. For example, we have high fructose corn syrup, and we have things like aspartame, adventame, isosulfam, and they raise blood insulin
level. So they eat more sugar in Sri Lanka than...
A lot of other countries eat a lot more sugar than us.
What kind of sugar? Like cane right off the...
Yeah, but it's non-toxic sugar. Non-toxic sugar. Plant sugar, whatever. The problem is the sugar's not the problem. The problem is your muscles become insulin resistant. And then the sugar backs up in your bloodstream. It's that simple.
Well, we've only got a couple minutes left, and I was going to save the emails for, like I usually do, for our second...
No, we got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to get started?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kathleen, actually I spoke with Kathleen. Kathleen is our stewardess friend, Bill, from Washington State. And
right.
Sometimes she goes in between living in Washington State and Texas.
Right.
And she says, "Dear Michelle, I hope that you all had a very merry holiday season and that all are well and in good health. Thank you for what you do for us. I wanted to ask a small favor. I accidentally ordered only one of the ovary peptides." And she said, from reading about it, she said it's not enough. She wants another one, right? So
right.
She says there are not enough for how she wants to take it. So I guess what do you do with the peptides? You take 20 at a time or something like that?
The first month you take one twice a day with the vascular peptide. And then the second month, you take one a day for the next 3 months. And then after that, you take one
vascular.
Every 30.
What about this is ovary.
You have to take both, the vascular and the ovary peptides. You have to take one of each.
Well, interestingly, she says, "I'll try anything after 10 years of menopause hell."
Right.
So menopause, she's actually for menopause, isn't that the hormone synergy?
Yeah, what you wanted to take is hormone synergy, 2 to 4 capsules twice a day. And you want to take pregnenolone, DHEA, and progesterone cream.
Yes.
And you don't have a cycle because you're postmenopausal. You take it every day.
Right.
And you take 4 to 8 pumps on your neck, arm, and groin. And you, with hormone synergy, you prevent you from converting your female hormone to male. And the DHEA...
So what would the ovary peptides do for menopause?
Well, they're going to stimulate them, but the thing is you need to have the building blocks, otherwise they have nothing to work on.
Yeah.
So you need to take the transdermal creams, DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone.
You know, she says, "Have a wonderful 2020, you and me, Bill, and
right,
my family,
right.
And look forward to talking with you soon. All the best, and God bless you all. We love you so much."
Well, we can reverse her menopausal hell. There's no need for that.
She's not only beautiful, she's sweet.
Yeah.
There you go. Next is that it?
Yep.
Is that all you wanted to say? Next from, that's funny, there's Nevada. I always thought Dayton was Ohio, but this is in Nevada.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Bridget is her name, and she says, "I have a ligament on my right ankle that I can't get the swelling down, and I have soaked it in cold water and have put ice on it, but the swelling remains. It has been this way for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps me from walking long distances. Is there anything else I can try besides ice and cold water?"
Yeah, you start off with Inflamex and serapeptase or seraflozyme.
What is that? What's going on there?
Chronic tenosynovitis. She's probably got adhesions between the tendon sheath and the tendon itself.
Right.
So she's got tenosynovitis. So you want to take tendon bender 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, Inflamex 3 capsules twice a day along with serapeptase, and joint performance, and you want to topically put on curcumin, pregnenolone, and ProMag gel. We're soon going to have this new pain cream, too, so it'll obviate the need for all those. And you just take the new pain cream, which is going to be called Soothmax. You'll be here in about 2 weeks.
And what's going to be the difference between our curcumin cream and this pain cream? Does it have curcumin?
It has curcumin. It has curcumin in it. And it has other things in it, too. It's really good.
Because right now, a lot of people like the curcumin.
Yes, I would use that along with the ProMag gel and the pregnenolone. It works really good. It's really together.
Okay, when we come back, Bill, Paula from Ontario, Canada.
Sounds good.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And Michelle, you have some questions and emails. Go ahead.
Our next Bill is Paula from Ontario, Canada. Dear Dr. Bill, I am from London, Ontario, Canada. I have fibromyalgia, and I was wondering what I should be taking for fibro fog and muscle pain, anxiety, and depression. Thanks, you're the best.
Firstly, what is fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia is an elevated level of cytokines in your body that cause mitochondrial dysfunction in your brain and your peripheral muscles. It increases pain sensitivity, so you have myalgias. It also increases muscle contractility and twitching of your muscles. It causes fog because it crosses the blood-brain barrier and interferes with activation of dopamine and other activation of energy levels of your astrocytes in your brain. So the first thing is you want to really lower cytokines. So you want to take high-dose Power C, at least 3 to 4 capsules twice a day. Mm-hmm. Second, you want to take Cell Defense Plus to reduce cytokine levels. And then you should be taking things to improve perfusion of your brain and your muscles. Cardiovasc, Omega Supreme Pro to get anti-inflammatory fatty acids, CoQ10 Supreme, and not just the regular CoQ10, the CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, and you want to bite into one of them when you put 2 in your mouth twice a day. You want to be taking things to increase mitochondrial function. That includes taking natokinase, for a woman, probably 2 capsules twice a day, and what's called mitochondrial catalyst to increase your mitochondrial function. Is you lower the cytokine levels and you increase the energetics. I'd also recommend you take the Vitamin Mineral Max or Mix drink and a Minerals Plus, because dopamine levels are low in people that have fibromyalgia, and the levels will increase if you increase Minerals Plus. You can also add what's called the Mood Energizer, which is the acetyltyrosine. You'll need to take B12 and folate, because they're often deficient in people that have fibromyalgia. Power Muscle B12, 1 to 2 under the tongue twice a day, and the superfolate. And we have a new one coming out in 2 weeks that's a TR that's going to go from 2,000 micrograms to 5,000, and it's in a slow-release methyl cellulose, so it's even a nicer technology, but ours is really good. It's even going to be even more powerful.
So we'll keep the same name, just call
TR.
It TR.
TR, and it's going to be more than twice.
Power Methyl TR?
TR, yeah. It's called superfolate TR.
Superfolate.
TR, and the TR means it goes from 2,000 to 5,000 micrograms.
Did you even say Power Methyl for her?
Power Methyl B12, she needs that too. First, yeah. Yeah.
So she's got quite a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, she has to take all those, because... Yeah. Fibromyalgia is not an easy thing to do, and it means she's probably got a chronic infection.
But she says anxiety and depression. Does that go with fibromyalgia?
Yeah, it does. I'm not finished yet. Okay, the next thing she needs to do, she should be on Calm Mind and Brain Mag, because the brain magnesium will stop seizure activity in non-motor areas of the brain. And for depression, 5-HTP cross along with the superfolate paramuscle B12 will allow her to convert the 5-HTP into serotonin and melatonin, so she'll actually get sleep and get a better stage 4 sleep. And also her elevated serotonin levels will increase your mood. So the people that have this have very screwed up brain chemistry of their blood-brain barrier, and so a whole lot of things are happening because of the elevated cytokine levels. She should be on Allicin at least 1 twice a day, and Neutrogena 15 drops in water 3 times a day, because they always have a stealth infection of viruses or other organisms.
What causes fibromyalgia?
Chronic infection. Chronic stealth infections.
Yeah.
Like, Lyme disease or Epstein-Barr virus or many other...
Isn't fibromyalgia kind of similar to Lyme in
the
symptoms?
Lyme can do it. Lyme can do it. You see, Lyme can cause fibromyalgia.
Oh.
So can Epstein-Barr virus. So can all kinds of other organisms.
Okay.
And Lyme-like parasites, there's 3 classes. Lyme, babesiosis, and ehrlichiosis.
Mm-hmm.
In North America and North Europe, there's 34 different species of Lyme-like intracellular parasites that will raise cytokine levels.
Okay, so that could be
if I did the Vancy toxicology on her, I'd find she had, usually they have more than one pathogen in their body. I mean, I used to test it years ago, regularly on people, and I still do it now when I do a consult. The average person has 3 to 4 current or remote antibody levels indicating previous infections with weird bugs.
So in order for her to get better, she really has to take a lot of these things.
If she doesn't,
it's not going to work.
No. In fact, this is not a simple thing. Some people say, well, give me 1 or 2 things. I say, well, 1 or 2 things isn't going to work. This is a complex problem, and the regular doctors will completely fail unless they deal with 3 things: stealth infection, elevated cytokine levels, blood-brain barrier, and abnormal mitochondrial function.
Okay, Robert from Oklahoma. He says that this was in the Ninja Forms, Bill. I'm getting a lot of questions through there, too, as well as in emails, where they go online and fill out a form.
Now, the Ninja Form, where is that form, by the way?
That's when you go into Contact Us, and there's questions for the firing line.
Okay, so that's a ninja form, right? Okay.
Yeah. So he starts, he says, I was denied reimbursement from my health care flexible spending account. Are NutraMedical purchases covered? The denial says your claim has been reviewed and denied. A statement of medical necessity stating why the product or service is necessary for medical reasons is required for this health care item to be eligible. And look, it also says your documentation must include a written prescription dated prior to. So I don't know who his flexible spending, who he's with, but we have other of our customers, our listeners, that their spending is covered, that it's okay. So
yeah,
I don't know
first
which company he's with.
Yeah, the first thing you need to do is simply is just put a diagnosis beside a recent group of supplements and technology, or let's say Sonic Life. If you want me to actually write a script and so on, you have to do all the other fancy things that I have to do in order to, for it to be a medical consultation. But 99% of people do not need that. All I need to do is just say, look, I'm taking supplement 1, 2, and 3 for my heart. I'm taking these for my blood pressure. I'm taking these for my joints. And then they simply, when that's resubmitted, I would resubmit it under that guideline. And it should be covered. And we have, it's very rare to hear a comment like this.
Yeah, I don't know who is, you should give him an email and find out who, what company he's with.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
recommend them.
Well, it's
it
not a company, it's being probably refused by the IRS.
Insurance, isn't it? Oh, I thought it's his healthcare flexible spending account.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, so that's usually.
Yeah. Well, if it's his healthcare flexible spending account, then he probably just had a bad person there. I would appeal it, and then send the proper documentation, and he'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael's next, and he says, could I get some help ordering the consult units? I'm searching the website and not finding it. I think you've taken care of this already, haven't you?
Right, I think you have it tucked away under peptides.
Yeah. Oh, where is it right now, though? You're going to take it out and make it easier to see.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want me to tell you to say anything
and
further,
and
right?
And it's just going to say...
You're making a face at me. Like, don't say anything else, Bill.
It's going to say what? Personal consult.
Yeah.
You'll be able to find it
but
under products. When you look on the products and you can see A to Z, and then it goes down alphabetically, go down to P for personal, and personal consult, and then you'll be able to purchase it there.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, when you do a personal consult... I send you the appropriate forms you need to sign up for and all the other things that we do. But I just send that to you when you request it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. But it's kind of, we're working on it, so it's a little difficult to find right now. But on the weekend, Bill's going to have it posted.
Well, I had it all posted up there, but you didn't want it overtly on the site. So I send it to people when they need it. Right?
Okay. Next is Leroy.
Just being a little honest here now.
Our Leroy from Idaho.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Bill, a skin scalp punch biopsy, acanthosis, am I saying that right?
Right.
With scale and hyperkeratosis consistent with lichen simplex chronicus. No carcinoma identified. That's last consulted with you June 2019.
Right.
Scale covers my entire head and now is starting to break up under skin and hair, some broken skin, and concerned about release. Very uncomfortable. He needs a protocol, Bill.
Yeah, basically, he has a chronic skin infection. Yeah, how many potential pathogens do you think grow in the skin of human beings? Over 200. When you get psoriasis, you know what actually is triggering it off? And I use this little analogy because it makes people laugh. Because sometimes people take me seriously, and then I pop out a joke, right? Your house dust mites live on your skin. And at night, when you go to sleep in your bed, house dust mites. You know house dust mites? They're on your carpets and your drapes and everything. House dust mites.
Okay, they live like on your eyelashes, right?
No, all through your skin, all over your body, okay?
Now, you mean they're there all the time?
Yeah, when you wash them off when you take a bath or a shower, right?
When you get a shower, they're all gone, right?
Well, yeah, but then some will crawl back on, and they're not completely gone. They're going to grow back. But anyway,
how do they get back on?
Because they're everywhere. Okay. Now, here's the story, right?
Okay.
I know you're interrupting me.
I'm getting itchy now.
Yeah, I know. We got to let me tell you the story, and you'll laugh. Okay, house dust mites are pretty well everywhere. When they get in your airways, they can cause airway spasm, leukotriene B4, D4 asthma. We now know that asthma is primarily triggered by things like house dust mites, fragments, dead house dust mites, body parts. And viruses like rhinovirus subclass 3, which cause the basket cells to generate leukotriene B4D4.
What's Bill, I don't know what you're talking
rhinovirus
about.
Rhinovirus is a cold virus, the one that gives you cold.
Okay, just
normal cold.
Just say cold virus.
The cold virus. Anyway, when house dust mites,
like
at night now, your skin...
You're really... Look at you've got that look on your face like
I know,
can't
I know.
Wait to tell me.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you. At skin at night, your skin becomes a red light district. For mites.
You mean everybody?
Yes.
What if you just had a shower?
Doesn't matter. You go to bed at night, you're going to sleep, and you get no warm covers. The house dust mites crawl out of your pores.
Okay, Bill.
And they actually have sex on your skin, and then they crawl back in. Now, when they go into your skin, the house dust mites proteins stimulate what's called a prickle cell layer. And if you develop interleukin 27, you get a disease called psoriasis. Now, most people don't realize that pretty well every dermatosis has a stealth pathogen. And it's only if you develop a cytokine reaction to the pathogen that you get a dermatitis. A lot of times these things are commensal. They actually exist in our skin, but they don't cause any trouble. It's when we start to react to them, we get a reaction.
Just a minute. What if you had a shower and your sheets are just cleaned?
You'll have less red light districts on your skin, but you'll still have some.
You mean everybody has that?
Yes. When you have lichen chronicus, you know, on your scalp,
yeah,
it means you've got a combination of stealth pathogens that are causing a local cytokine reaction.
What's a stealth pathogen, Bill? I hear you say it all the time.
A stealth pathogen means that it's not overt. Like, for example, when you got a bacterial infection in your hand, you'll start to kind of, you know, skin slough off or rot or whatever.
So stealth, you mean like sneaky?
Yeah, it's, in other words, it's just a little red or not even red, just there, okay?
Right.
And so, and most people don't realize that they've got pathogens growing on their skin that are causing a disease state, but they're actually there. Now, when you start reacting to them and producing what's called cytokines, most people don't realize, for example, even when you have an infection in your blood, it's not the infection that kills you, it's your own immune system that dumps the cytokines that kills you. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you take somebody and give them a feeding tube of Power-C Plus, even if they're in a coma, you can turn off their cytokines and they won't die of septic shock from virus or fungi or bacteria. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
So it's your actual, it's your own cytokine response. Same thing with the sunburn. The sun doesn't actually burn you. It's your own immune cells that release the cytokines that cause the damage to the skin and the blistering.
Back to Leroy. Now, so what do host mites have to do with his...
He probably has a combination of different pathogens. So on the skin, he should be using NutriSilver every 2 hours, alternating with diluted Nutridyne every 2 hours. And then you should be putting pregnenolone cream and curcumin cream on top. And when we get the new one, right, we'll have that new cream. And the ProMag gel as well. So that combination.
But how can you put that on your head because you have hair?
No, he doesn't have hair.
Huh?
He doesn't have hair.
No,
or if he has
on your scalp. On your scalp.
No, I'm sure he doesn't have hair. Or if he has hair, it's very little. Most of the time when you have lichen chronicus, you lose your hair.
Oh, so right? That's quite a...
Yeah, he's bald. He's going to be bald and scaling.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So women don't get that.
Yeah, they can get it, but it's more common in men.
Okay, so the relationship between the host mites and what's on Leroy's scalp is what?
The cytokines his body's producing. So taking orally high-dose Power-C, taking antioxidants like Cell Detox, Defense Plus, taking topicals like pregnenolone, curcumin, and ProMag Gel, and the new cream will come out will replace all those three.
But that's not my question. Is it the host mites?
Mites and other bugs. It could be bacteria or viruses. Most likely it's a problem, a combination of mites and other pathogens on his skin that are actually causing him to produce the cytokines that cause the dermatosis.
And alcohol or something wouldn't kill that?
No. In fact, they like to drink.
No.
If you can take a microscope, you can actually see them taking shots.
You know what, Bill?
I would just think
that alcohol would get rid of them.
No, it doesn't, no. No, and it'll hurt your skin maybe if you're using strong alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something that'll kill off pathogens, take our defense wipes.
What about Nutridyne? A ton of Nutridyne.
Nutridyne's good. The others are defense wipes.
If you put it all over your scalp? Would it be too much?
You want to put a diluted version. That's why dilute it down.
Oh, dilute it because it'd be too much.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Dilute it down along with the on and off.
But I would think that Nutridyne would kill those off.
Most of the time, yeah. It kills them off good.
I would think that would be number one, Nutridyne.
I'll dream as a silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when
it's ready to blow up.
I remember when I lost my mind.
It's going to be big. Increase gravity wave.
Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, Misha. You're here, and we got lots of interesting stuff. We have Harley Schlanger coming up next hour, and then L.A. Marzulli, and he's going to have some interesting stuff to talk about. Go ahead.
Our next bill is Brad in Massachusetts. Thank you, Dr. Deagle, for calling. You must have spoke to him lately, did you?
Yeah.
I've been sleeping well and just placed a big order with your wife. Just listened to your testimony on Tribulation Now Blog Talk Radio. Amazing. Did you do another show with them?
Yeah, we did one a couple months ago, which was probably over at the where we send our shows afterward. We send it over to Revolution Radio, so that's probably over there. By the way, on the 22nd, I'm going to be on another network show, which is going to be really cool. Right after the regular show, we're going to be another 2 hours.
On what day?
On the 22nd of January with Mel Fabregas, and he's got a major show, and so I'll be doing 2 hours on his show. Mm-hmm. He's been listening for a long time, and it's good that we're getting more and more exposure, because the information we have, whether it's health, geopolitical, or spiritual, is par excellence, and I got to thank God, because God has allowed us to have this, the ability to have this ministry to help people with their health, their geopolitical truth, and their spiritual. And we don't hold back. We tell the whole truth. Even some of the stuff is not necessarily funny.
So when Brad says, did you do another show with them, you send the shows, all the shows, to Revolution Radio.
All the shows.
How do you listen to Revolution Radio?
You just log on to Revolution Radio's website, and they're all built.
What is it?
I don't have it right in front of me right now, but if you just type in Revolution Radio, they'll actually have a schedule there, and you can listen to all the shows there, too.
Okay.
And it only takes hour one and two there. It doesn't have all 3 hours. We used to send it over to Red State Talk Radio. They don't pick it up anymore. But we do send it over to our radio.co station in the UK, all 3 hours. And all the shows are converted to video on YouTube through Vimeo to all the social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud. They're all converted.
So there's quite a few different places.
I do the conversion. I do all the tech stuff. I'm the techie. I mean, I'm a techie.
So there's a few places to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. You can subscribe to iTunes and everything. These are all free, by the way. You can subscribe to the show and get them. And people say they want to download it. They're all downloadable right off Deagle Network. If you just go and hit it, you can pull it a clip, 5 minutes, pull the whole show out. It's all free. You can just download it and put it on your thumb drive or on your phone and listen to it later. It's totally free.
Next, Bill, is Susan from North Carolina.
And by the way,
I want to mention one thing
that Chris came up with, an idea that we'll have people support us, because we want to keep everything free. And maybe like a buck a day or a buck a week or whatever, but he's going to suggest that we set up a little thing there where people can kind of do a regular kind of support thing.
A
voluntary thing. And basically, if you want to volunteer, say a buck a day or a buck a week or whatever it is, or a couple dollars, we'll set it up so that it'll help us to, because we have all of our techie costs and our airtime costs and our board op costs and everything, and so we have to pay this out of our profits from selling supplements, because that's the only thing that supports us. Is selling supplements and consultations and technology and equipment.
That's right.
Right, that's it.
So, Bill, Susan, you know Susan.
Right.
Hey, Susan, I know you listen all the time. And Susan is a sweetheart, isn't she, Bill?
Right.
She's got an interesting history, but we won't go into that right now.
Right.
She's actually from Sherman, that's part of her relatives. General Sherman?
Yes, okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I don't. Anyways, she says our last year's medical totals deductible for 2020. So this is the time of the year when everyone's trying to put their supplements, you know, together and use it as
just put it under a specific taxes. Put it under a specific diagnostic category, like hypertension, you know, diabetes, weight loss, whatever, and then just list all the supplements and technology, and then you should get no problems.
Right.
I've never heard anywhere people are having trouble with their flexible account. Or by the way, the IRS is really, really key on this. I've never seen a case where the IRS has ever disputed it.
Right.
Never. It's just, so when I hear somebody in their flexible spending account, I'm thinking, if the IRS is reasonable, why is your flexible spending account being a pain? It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you can answer him. I sent that to you.
Right.
George from Indiana. Hi, Dr. Bill. You would obviously agree that the degree of absorption is a vital factor for NutriMeds and all nutritional supplements. As someone taking quite a high level of NutriMeds, I am more concerned about absorption than someone taking relatively less. Should I open capsules for better absorption?
No.
Can I put Cell Defense in my blender, or does blending it destroy the time-release technology?
Well, there's no time release. The capsule is the reason why we have it's 700% more absorbed than other forms of curcumin on the planet. And there's no need to do that. If you take the capsule, it'll open up in your stomach and it'll be absorbed finely. So you don't need to do that.
Right.
You know, if you want to make drinks, we have the drinks that have all the supplements in them, like, you know, Life Support, Ageless, Glycemix, NutriComplete, which is Reds and Greens drink, or our Sports Energy Light and Mega Muscles. There's no need to be opening capsules and making a drink.
Right.
To increase absorption, no.
Unless, of course, it's for children or for Kelsey and things
like that. Yeah. Well, we do that with a vitamin mineral mix. And if you want to open a part of a capsule, see, for a child, you're usually going to give a part of a capsule, not the whole capsule. Right?
Yeah. good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the vitamin mineral mix is really good for
yeah,
kids.
It's
we don't
very
talk
good.
About that very much because
it's
know,
excellent.
It's always a
actually,
vitamin mineral max.
I mix the mix into my drink when I make my drink up. I didn't make it today, but I'm going to make one up. I put the vitamin. I put in keto. I put in the Mega Muscles. I put in Sports Energy Light. I put Calm Mind Brain Mag, and I put the vitamin mineral mix in along with the Nutrimune 26Y.
Yeah, Kelsey That's, loves it. I put their vitamin mineral mix.
She
with
is
other
a
stuff.
Sparkly, healthy, almost 27-year-old, beautiful Down syndrome daughter, and I am so happy with that little sweetheart.
Well, that's a lot of stuff you put in your drink there. Bill, we talked about that a few Fridays ago.
Well, let's put it this way.
Remember my
intention.
Drink is ageless.
Yeah.
Life support and glycemic.
There's
so it's amazing what I get.
But there's a lot in there. I mean, when you say those three things there, you're probably getting about 60 or 70 nutrients in those three drinks.
Yeah. It's way easier than having to take it individually. But then I have other things, of course.
Right, you take other supplements,
individually. So
which is why you're so smart and so beautiful, my sweetheart.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Do you want me to say you're smart and beautiful, too? Since we're on radio, nobody
ribbit,
knows.
Ribbit. I'm just smart.
Anyways, so for George there, you're saying, and what is it that makes our supplements, what is it you always say that's...
They're actually
bioavailable.
They're bioconverted, so they actually jump into gene defects.
So the word is bioconverted, not bioavailable?
No, that's the second thing. Their bioavailability is persistent. Persistent bioavailability, and they're bioconverted.
I don't really know what that means, bioavailability. What's it mean?
It means that the nutrient is not just going to go in and out of your system in a matter of a couple minutes. It stays around. For example, our CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, our CoQ10, is the only one that doesn't crystallize in the industry. You'll see them pushing CoQ10 because people are taking stupid HMG chorioreductase reductase inhibitors like Crestor. Mm-hmm. I talked to a gentleman yesterday who was taking Crestor, and I said, whoa, that can cause rhabdomyolysis. Remember your...
That can cause what?
Rhabdomyolysis.
What's that?
I'll explain to you. Your brother-in-law, right? Your sister's husband managed to be taking it several years ago, Crestor, and the guy's a tennis star, and he actually could hardly walk up the stairs because his muscles started to dissolve from Crestor. It not only castrates you, which it does, is not a good thing to turn you into a girly man, as they say, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, now you're taking the Crestor. Now you're turning into a girly man, your muscles shall dissolve also. I don't think you're going to like it. And of course, those rhabdomyolysis myoglobins end up in your kidneys, and bye-bye, see you later, nephrons. Your kidneys die. So these dumb doctors are giving a drug that's completely unnecessary because cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. It's 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or inflammatory fats that cause dead macrophages. Cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease.
Okay, next question. You're off on a tangent.
Right, yeah, I'm off on a deagle tangent.
Pull them back in. The balloon
real
and the string.
Well, you got to have a heavy thing there. You got to have 280-pound test to pull it in. Like, okay, that's a big ship fish, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Pull them in.
Cass, Bill, from Toronto, Ontario.
Yeah.
I suffer with ringing in the ears. Do you have a protocol? And what causes ringing in the ears? And can a really loud noise cause that? The damage.
Yes, it can. Yeah. It can damage the hair cells in your middle ear.
Like if you hear a gunshot go off by your ear, could that blow out your ear?
Yes, it can. Yeah, we have a lot of military personnel and police that get their hearing loss. They don't wear proper protection when they're doing the gun range or whatever, or they're exposed in the military.
Can they get it back?
Not unless they talk to Dr. Deagle. Otherwise, the doctors are completely useless. You need to take things like ultrasound B1, CDP choline and uridine for your acetylcholine.
Are you answering his question for bringing ears?
Yes, you need to take Cell Defense Plus to reduce the cytokine levels. You need to remyelinate with Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro. And if you do that, along with things like Lumen Photon over the ear, on frequency number 3 for regeneration, you may also need the peptides, along with my Red Deer Velvet and Oncomycin to regenerate the nerves, because the nerves have been damaged. You've got serious damage to the middle ear nerves, and they're screaming because the nerves are dying in your middle ear. So when they're ringing like that, you're actually getting vibration of the stapedius muscle and bone in your middle ear caused by the circulatory, what's called almost like a seizure-like activity between the middle ear nerves and the bones in your middle ear. And so you can have both neurosensory and actual oscillatory problems with the bones actually vibrating caused by so the ringing is not just neurological as it can. Some people that have tinnitus, by the way, they used to think years ago, so what they would do is they would actually thought that if they just cut off the auditory nerves, because some people are ringing so loud that it would go away, and it didn't. They realized that it's actually in their brain. So some people are ringing in their ears isn't in their ear, it's in their temporal lobe.
If you, like, say you had a shotgun go off or something, or a handgun right beside your ear, and it blows out your eardrum, right?
No, it doesn't have to blow out your eardrum. Most of it doesn't blow out your eardrum. It just damages the middle of your nerves. The increased...
What would blow out your eardrum?
Well, a pressure change, for example, diving will do sometimes do that, or flying can do that.
Okay.
Especially if you're
saying you can heal that.
Oh, yeah, I can heal it up. But you have to realize it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it's like remodeling nerve fibers when somebody has MS.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It's not a minor thing. It takes a lot of work, a lot of technology to heal it, and it's not simple.
But noise itself can't blow out your eardrum.
Yes, it can.
Oh, I thought you just said it could.
It can damage the nerves, and it can blow out the eardrum if it's loud enough. The pressure wave can cause damage to the eustachian tube or the bones in your middle ear, so you can get a conductive damage. But there's most commonly, it's neurological damage to the middle ear nerves.
What's the eardrum made of?
The eardrum is a kind of a thick, kind of gelatinous membrane that sits over a little thing called a stapedius bone, and then it pushes against a little window called the oval window that actually puts a pressure wave into your middle ear and the translates.
So you've seen an eardrum, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And it's it look fragile? Like I always
very, it looks very fragile. It looks very fragile. It's like amazing. That's why it's narrow enough. You know, the old story is your eardrum's narrow enough that no matter how big or small you are, you can't get your pinky down to your eardrum.
Yeah, because, you know, God made us that way.
God made us
so.
God decided to say, okay, however big your ear canal is, your pinky is going to be always big enough it can't get all the way to your eardrum.
What if you have a long fingernail on the end?
Doesn't matter. Well, you don't want to do that because that can damage the eardrum and punch a hole in it.
Next bill is Tommy from Norway. My name is Tommy, and I live in Norway, and I have HIV, and will order any items from the homepage here. He's a Nutramedical. But I would ask you if there are any products that suit me. I've heard about Indiamese, and is that one, I guess he's saying?
Well, India is what we used years ago, but that's not that's an anti-aging. Indiamese is a chaperone to chaperone minerals into your DNA to turn your nucleoplasm. We've made our new product called Indium ME. It's deuterium depleted indium with a radionic frequency embedded to actually turn on the chaperoning of minerals into your nucleoplasm that holds all your DNA. And the mineral resonance actually turns on the genes to make messenger RNA to make proteins and enzymes. All your genes, 7% of all your 32,500 genes, only codes for proteins or enzyme, and an enzyme is a protein wrapped around a monatomic mineral to make or break bonds. The other 93% is what's called harmonic resonant or origami DNA that helps build organs like your right foot, your eyeball, and your teeth.
I'm going to give this to you because I think HIV is a whole big protocol, is it?
The short part is Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, and NutriDefense, and we can turn it off and get rid of it. And in 30 days, you can show the viral load drop to zero.
Well, it's that time of the day again. Hello and goodbye. This is God Bless You. Thank you, Jeremy. I didn't even get to talk to you today. Our board office there. I've been running out for cheese and crackers every break. I'm hungry today. That's being out with you, Bev, last night, making me hungry today. We ate a ton of all the bad stuff, pasta.
There you go.
Everything. Anyways, God bless you. Great to do another show, Bill. And who's on next?
Harley Schlanger from Berlin, Germany, from the Roos Foundation. And in the last hour is Elie Marzulli. He's going to be an interesting
guy. Yep. Hey, Jeremy.